Well, who doggy?
Who doggy?
Yeah, who?
Don't start doing that.
Good morning, 7:41, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Welcome to it. We got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Start a career with Specialite. Great pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. Find out more, special-lite.com. And go work for that great family-owned company.
Time to get a job.
Right there. Do it. And for a great place, too. Well, if you don't know, today is National Cereal Day. I am super cereal, guys, all right?
You mean super cereal?
I love cereal. It is one of the greatest foods ever. I could eat...
Probably not the greatest for you, but...
Well, man. within reason, you
started
know...
Started my day a lot.
Have you ever actually looked at the serving size of a cereal? It's like half a cup. That's what you're supposed to have. Dude, I fill the biggest bowl I can find with to the brim and then milk... And then I usually put in enough milk where I can, after I already finished that comically large bowl of cereal, that I could add more cereal because I don't want to waste the milk, obviously, you know.
Yeah,
God, I love cereal.
You never put the milk in the cereal away after you pour a bowl because you know.
No.
You're having another. Here's the thing. Do you just have like two boxes of cereal in your cupboard or do you get like five?
I buy the Ziploc bag, like the 55.
the doggy
bag full. Because one, it's cheaper, and two, it's, you know, I'm not buying name brands. It's ridiculous. Get out of here. But yeah, I have no shut off with cereal. Even on the third bowl, I'm like,
Brock's
I should stop eating.
Old Roy into a bowl.
Fantastic, delicious. It mixes so well. Makes the milk brown. Well, before we get into what cereal we think is the best, I did think it was interesting. A survey was done on the most popular cereals. I don't know how I feel about this. And they're not labeled 1 through 3. Or 1 through 10, excuse me, but like the top ones, it's Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, and Raisin Bran. What did Mormons take this survey?
Wait a second.
Captain Crunch comes in fourth.
When was the survey taken? During the Great Depression?
I guess. Good God. And don't get me wrong, I like Honey Nut Cheerios and Frosted Flakes, but.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, that's not better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me. So anyway, let's get into it. The best cereal ever for me. Gun to my head, like only could have one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I think it's the perfect, you can eat it without milk, you can eat it with milk, you can have it on toast. You ever crunched it up and put it on like peanut butter toast?
It's good.
Dude.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is amazing. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always a go-to for sure.
Always.
Now, when you ask me, now is this pre-diabetes?
Is it pre-diabetic, Hunter? What would be...
Because, don't get me wrong, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is up there, but as a diabetic, man, I got to look at that like, how many squares can I have? How many?
Yeah. Just have the needle ready. Just have it ready.
Yeah, anything that's got a taste explosion in your mouth is probably pretty sugary. And that's what Cinnamon Toast Crunch is.
Oh, so
and it's
good.
Fantastic. So that's probably one of my top ones, too. But... Dude, for some reason, I've said this before, and you disagreed, and I'm still going to stick with it. It's the little mini bites, the shredded wheat squares, you know?
Okay.
Frosted. But they're the little mini ones, though. And I'm telling you, you got to try the mini ones. I don't know why it's better, because it's smaller, but it is.
Maybe the frosting to shredded wheat ratio, because you understand you're eating just like stalks of wheat. That's what
you know?
It is.
And I'm not going to sit here and say that that's delicious, you know, but for some reason, the combo is.
Like, if I'm in a place...
And I kind of feel better about myself after it, rather
I'm being
pouring
healthy.
A huge bowl of...
Look at me. I'm being healthy right here, right?
Not at all, but...
you know, if I was at a place and that's all they had, I'm not going to be like, I'll eat it. Like, I don't know if I can get on board with, like...
Remember the old school one where it was just, like, one giant
one
square?
Big one.
You know, my dad used to, when I was little, he's like, yeah, that's beard. You're
what?
Eating beard. I'm like, why are you feeding me beard, Dad? I always thought he was
what kind
beard
of
in the morning.
Oregon Trail garbage is that? All right. That's what settlers chewed on as they were crossing the Great Plains fighting Native Americans. All right.
I would eat that because the other option was grape nuts, dude. Oh, my God.
And grape nuts. What? Who? Why? Dear God. Like, the only reason you should use grape nuts, you should have it in a Ziploc bag in the trunk of your car in case you get stuck in the snow. That is the only thing grape nuts is good for.
You pour some milk on some sand, basically. That's what it tastes like.
Grape nuts.
Beach sand.
Like, if my doctor told me, all right, if I went to my doctor, he's like, look, You got to cut back. Here's something you can do to keep your heart healthy. Eat grape nuts. I'd be like, F you, doctor. I just pull the plug. I'm not eating grape nuts. Are you kidding me? I will go out at 55 if you think I'm going to eat grape nuts, all right?
Uh-huh. We had another cereal called King Vitamin, dude. Oh, my God.
I don't think terrible. I've ever had that. And
It was just corn puff. It was terrible, dude. No amount of sugar can make it better, dude.
King Vitamin. Like, why even put that in a box, all right? Just have that in an old Tupperware sitting on the shelves, all right? Because that's insane.
What about the old, like, star? What was this? The star one that had, like, the sprinkles on it?
I don't remember that one.
Oh!
Do you remember wait, was that like the yogurt-covered ones? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it was like they're like in the shape of stars, like something stars, and they had sprinkles on them, dude. And it's
daunting going to the cereal aisle nowadays. Like, uh-huh. There's too much to choose from.
We're not diabetic. The cereals in the 90s were ridiculous, dude. Well, it was just sugar and milk.
And then we put sugar on top of it. Then we washed it down with a Sunny D and then had a Fruit by Foot in our pocket. It's come on, man. All the sugar.
Come home for that purple drink in the fridge later on. My God.
You want any purple drink? Yes, I will take coagulated sugar that has been colored purple mixed with water. That sounds good. Yeah. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What is the best cereal of all time? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Well, good morning. 7:55. Coming in, it's all that cereal. He's all hopped up on sugar.
Yeah, right. It's too much Captain Crunch, man.
It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. It's National Cereal today. What is the best cereal of all time? And people are
the best,
passionate.
Jerry. The best.
It's the best, Jerry. Let's take a phone call. What's the best cereal of all time? WIRX, hello.
Got to go with Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. Okay. Do you ever eat just the regular, like, Special K Flakes, or do they got to be frosted?
You know, I will eat it if I'm out, but you got to dump the sugar on there. I go for the Frosted Flakes because it's already sugary. It's ready to go.
Coat it. I love it.
And you can use it as a breading for chicken.
Ooh, there you go. All right, man. All double right. Double it up.
Multi-purpose cereal.
All right, buddy. Good answer.
Have a good one.
Here's the thing, though. It's a race to sogginess. You know, I got to eat that cereal quick before it gets too soggy.
That is a cereal that the structural integrity of the actual
soaks up the milk,
it
man.
Does. And you just basically then got like limp, I don't know, oats in there. I guess that'd be the best.
Soft,
limp oats. We got some answers on Facebook here. What's the best cereal of all time? Let's see. Sherry said Lucky Charms. The Lucky Charms marshmallows are good. The rest of it, though, is kind of gross. Debbie said Lucky Charms, too. So
it's good when you get that good bite.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times where you don't get any marshmallows, and then it's just like straight up like Great Depression food.
Yeah.
I keep going back to that. I'm sorry.
They need to make the oats part, whatever it is, the other grain part of that as tastier anyway.
Maybe throw a little. Maybe that's too much sugar, though, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe like frost it, like they do with Frosted Flakes.
There
you go. Make it taste like something.
Again, we need to stop getting over this healthy cereal thing. I don't know why they try.
You're not doing it to eat good anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's all
might
this.
Might as well make it good.
This cereal's good for my heart, and it's good for. It's like it's cereal. Just have it as your sweet treat and leave it alone. Maybe don't start every day with six bowls. I don't know what you want me to say.
eat a banana with it.
Yeah, eat a banana. Robert said Rice Krispie or Fruity Pebbles. With beer.
I haven't had it in so long. The Rice Krispie one.
Here's the thing, though. That's another one that's like Rice Krispie bars when you cover them in marshmallow and sugar, but just by themselves. Snap, crackle, pop is gross.
Not that great.
Yeah.
Do you ever used to cut up bananas and put it in your cereal? Like a.
Who's got time for that? No, come on. Now.
That'd take a while.
I would put sugar cubes in there. Does that count? That's something I put in there. Yeah. Let's see. Jesse said honeycomb. I haven't had honeycomb in a long time.
Yeah. We used to eat it a lot, though.
Fruity Pebbles
you know why?
Is pretty.
You probably. Know why? Because honeycomb. Remember my honeycomb back in the day? It was the only cereal that came in, like, the really big box.
Yeah.
Now you can get, like, the family-sized boxes. They all have it now. But back in the day, you had all your regular-sized cereals, and then for some reason, honeycombs was just this giant box.
Well, that's a big chunk of cereal. That's probably why they needed a bigger box for the servings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I never liked?
What?
Like Trix? Was it Trix?
Kicks or Trix? Oh, Trix with the. Well, Kix, and then you had Kix was, yeah, just kind of a plain one. And then Trix was one with the rabbit. And it was kind of like a knockoff. It was like Fruit Loops. It was a fruity cereal.
The
right?
Balls. Right, yeah. Right, right.
Something like that. Yeah, it looked like little rabbit turds. That's what it was. You had that rabbit mascot. And you had little, little rabbit rainbow turds on there. What's that rabbit? That rabbit is dying. Okay, that rabbit needs to see a doctor.
The doctor. Right.
Immediately. Okay, if that's what his stool looks like, he is not in good shape. Okay?
Get that looked at.
Yeah. You have 9 forms of gonorrhea. This is unbelievable. Oh, just eat my cereal. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around. If you're a contractor or a